You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. New from Moultrie Mobile, the Feed Hub offers first-of-its-kind cellular connection and control for nearly any spin cast feeder on the market. When used with the Moultrie Mobile app, you can monitor feed and battery levels, run feeders on demand, receive alerts when feeders are clogged, and remotely adjust feeding times. The Feed Hub is ideal for anyone who maintains feeders. Remove the guesswork and save time by planning feeder maintenance before you drive to your hunting property. For more information, visit MoultrieMobile.com.
Hey guys, before we start, a quick shout out to Alpha Dog Nutrition for sponsoring this podcast. Alpha Dog products are now available at dusupply.com, and you can use code ALPHADOG15 at checkout for 15% off and a credit for free shipping to try it yourself. Now let's get you to your podcast.
Find yourself in the pages of Full Cry as we dive into the archives of America's leading tree dog publication. Join us as we look back at decades of stories, articles, and more written by those bold enough to follow the echoes of a hound.
One thing that I love about tree dogs is that they are truly an American-made product. Lots of breeds that we classify today as tree dogs were made in America. From the earliest days of colonization, these dogs cut their teeth on providing for American families. Luckily for us, they were good at it. And so we have many of the popular breeds that we see today. Today, we will recount the humble beginnings of a breed of cur dog that some of you listening may have never heard of. This selection is from the August 1995 issue of Full Cry, titled History of the Treeing Tennessee Brindle Dogs, written by Earl C. Phillips. Sit back and relax as we reminisce on some of the greatest hound hunting stories ever told from the pages of Full Cry. Back in the early days of American history, our first president, George Washington, and many more wealthy men kept a pack of foxhounds and rode to the chase as popular sport. Their dogs were known as running dogs, but the cabin people of the day kept a tree dog of the cur stock. There was no stock law, and the dog guarded their children, garden, and corn patch. He killed snakes and varmints. He caught a hog by the ear, and when told to do so, people depended on wild meat for the table, and those old cur dogs would tree anything that climbed a tree. One mountain man in the eastern mountains wrote that a pioneer kinsman was walking up a path to an apple orchard at the top of the hill. He carried a child in his arms, and his old cur dog trotted behind him. He was angered when the dog darted between his legs, causing him to stumble. But when he saw the dog shaking a big copperhead snake, his anger turned to appreciation. In the coves of the rough mountains of North Carolina, southern Virginia, eastern Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, and northeastern Georgia, these dogs remained for a long time. My ancestors came from this section of the country and knew these dogs as far back as 1820. They were known by the following names: Brindle Cur Stock, Hunting Bulls, Tennessee Brindle Cur, Old Brindle Bear Dogs, and later some called them Cherokee Brindle Cur and Plot Cur. As to the origin of these Brindle Mountain Dogs, I have heard from a number of old mountain men that they were a cross between Old English Brindle Bulldog and the old Saddleback Virginia Hound. This hound was a medium size with medium length ears and sometimes called a high tan hound. Mr. T.A. Long of Alabama, who has done considerable research, reports his great-grandmother was a full Cherokee Indian living in the Appalachian region. Her testimony passed down through the family is that these Indians for many years had kept a small brindle cur dog that was intelligent, courageous, and a good tree dog. These dogs were sometimes crossed with the Virginia high tan hound, which produced some brindle and some buckskin-colored dogs. These dogs had a good scenting power and were hard tree dogs. They were not bad to fight like the bullhound cross. Since our present, treeing brindles are dogs of excellent disposition. Many of them may carry the old blood of the little Cherokee brindle cur dogs of the Appalachian region. Mr. Ray Keeter of Oklahoma made a considerable research on Indian dogs. He is part Cherokee Indian. He says his father and grandfather raised and hunted these brindle Cherokee curs for many years, and they were the best tree dogs. We have had in our kennel two small gray-faced brindle dogs from the Oklahoma Cherokee Indians that were very wonderful hunting dogs. Back about 1800, the Cherokee Indians lived in the Appalachian region. They owned and hunted these old brindle Cherokee cur dogs. These Indians were civilized, owned their own farms, and were prosperous and peaceful. The United States government, under President Andrew Jackson, offered them land in the Indian Territory, now Oklahoma, if they would migrate there. Several thousand made the journey with their families, livestock, and hunting dogs. The United States government then perpetrated one of the most cruel acts in their history. They conducted a forced migration. Soldiers arrested and placed in stockades 15,000 Cherokees, and under military escort, marched them to the Indian Territory, now Oklahoma. This was in 1838. History called their route the Trail of Tears. They started from Murphy, North Carolina, crossed Tennessee, eastern Kentucky, southern Illinois, southern Missouri, northern Arkansas, and on out into Oklahoma. Many died of pneumonia during the bitter, cold winter and left their hunting dogs behind. Along this route and among the Cherokee Indians of Oklahoma, this old breed of brindle tree dogs are still found. My grandfather, Phillips, lived near the place where these Indians camped for several weeks in southern Illinois. These are the same types of dogs my father hunted as a boy. Most of these dogs had a dark back with yellow or brindle trim. I was born in southern Illinois in 1891. The year before I was born, my father raised a litter of these pups and kept one named Frisk. I remember this dog was death on rats and snakes. I remember him barking as he ran under low-flying hawks or crows that molested a hen with chicks. I also remember him holding a hog by the ear and running fast enough to pick up any cottontail rabbit he jumped in the field. I remember the many squirrels and possums my father brought home with his good dog. Maybe the memories of old Frisk motivated me to try to produce more dogs like him in my mature years. The purpose of the Treeing Tennessee Brindle Breeders Association is to make an improvement on the old Brindle Mountain dogs by selective breeding. They are breeding only open trailers with desire to hunt, good scenting power, and above all, quick locators and hard tree dogs. The breed standard calls for a smaller dog than the average plot hound with shorter ears and set high on the head. These dogs seldom run fox or deer and can be trained on squirrel, coon, bobcat, cougar, and even bear. They are intelligent dogs, sharp and alert. They are not ill with other dogs or people. So far as looks are concerned, the ideal Treeing Tennessee Brindle will be all brindle in color, but the breed standard will permit him to have white points or black with brindle trim. The ideal dog in size will be 40 to 50 pounds for males and 35 to 40 pounds for females, but the breed standard only gives height for males 18 to 24 inches and for females 16 to 22 inches and weight in proportion to height. The ideal dog will have a broad chest and head with large, dark eyes. His ears will be set high, short or medium, not reaching to the end of his nose. The breed standard calls for a smooth coat and medium-length tail. In the ideal dog, the tail will not be a stub tail, and it will not be extra long, but will be a medium, rather heavy tail. The breed standard calls for open trailing dogs with coarse chop voice preferred. The characteristics are given as strong treeing instinct, desire to hunt, good scenting power, fast hunters, intelligence, alertness, and companionship. In 1959, when I was then 68 years of age, my oldest son Wendell and I discussed the fact that there were a few brindle cur dogs in the mountains of the United States that were uncanny tree dogs on different kinds of game. We knew that a small group of men were trying to promote cur dogs of different colors, but no one was trying to exclusively find, preserve, and promote this old brindle breed of dog. After 10 years experience in breeding good registered treeing walkers, we decided to sell our walkers to other breeders and experiment with these brindle dogs. To find these dogs back in the remote mountain coves, where they had not been crossed too much with other breeds, required traveling to the Appalachian states of Mississippi, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. For 5 years, I wrote a column on these dogs in one of the national hound magazines, which brought letters from hundreds of men whose fathers or grandfathers had known these dogs. This initiated a volume of correspondence, resulting in variable information. In early 1967, we had a fairly large kennel of these dogs. We also knew men in several states who had these dogs and used them for their hunting pleasure. They commended their qualities so highly that we wrote to them and suggested an organization to preserve and promote this breed of dogs. They gladly responded, and the Treeing Tennessee Brindle Breeders Association was incorporated and filed in the office of the Secretary of the State of Illinois in March 21, 1967. It then became a legal organization. The membership of our association and the number of our registered dogs grew rapidly each year. Our annual meetings were attended by people from many states. There has always been harmony in our meetings, and many friendships have been established. From the beginning, there have been bench shows, treat contests.
Like what you heard? Leave us a review and make sure to tag at Full Cry Mag when sharing your own adventures. You can check out more vintage content and get your subscription to the all-new Full Cry magazine at www.fullcrymag.com. From the pages of Full Cry is a Full Cry production. We would like to say thank you to our sponsors and encourage everyone to support those who support our lifestyle. This episode would not be possible without the support of Alpha Dog Nutrition and W Hunting Supply. Until next time, keep those dogs in the woods and find yourself in the pages of Full Cry.